I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Many of the necessities involved in the current COVID-19 pandemic overlap the response we'll need should the U.S. experience an animal disease outbreak. Colorado State University Vice President for Research Alan Rudolph says that ag research allows us to be better prepared for a potential outbreak of African swine fever.
Fortunately, the U.S. hasn't had African swine fever. But, you know, the kind of diagnostics we're talking about where people need to be tested asymptomatically and screened in surveillance to prevent this spread of disease. If we had had that in the COVID outbreak, we would have, you know, been more prepared to respond. The point is the same correlative technology or needs are in the animal space. We need to know from livestock sooner if they're exposed to a virus that could eventually, you know, lead to a considerable loss in the commodity sector. The same expertise, the same technology, many of the same vaccine platforms, and the use of PPEs.
Dr. Rudolph served as the head of the Chemical Biodefense Program at the Office of Homeland Security and the nation's early response to African swine fever. Last November, CSU hosted the National Bipartisan Commission on Biodefense. The members convened to assess the biological threat, specific vulnerabilities, and the consequences of an animal outbreak to agricultural producers.
I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.